So this is Angelica, and I'm back again with yet another podcast for this Human Nature series, or Social Engineering Using Myers-Briggs. And seeing as I've already published some other podcast episodes describing cognitive functions, describing social engineering and the uses of it, how you can utilize systems such as Myers-Briggs and socionics to better understand other people and get along better with them by appreciating their unique strengths, their unique weaknesses, and guiding them in the right direction of becoming their true selves or their best selves. So in this episode, I wanted to clarify what the dichotomies of Myers-Briggs are. And I don't particularly like to use dichotomies when I'm describing people in Myers-Briggs, because I find that it's way too simplistic. But it is a great way to find out what your type is, your four-letter code, and from there you can always calculate your cognitive functions. I'll be doing an episode about exactly how to do that. Dichotomy is a pair of opposites, and that is basically what we will be using in order to define which of the four-letter codes you fall under. So you get a four-letter code of your personality type, and that will be, your first letter will either be an I for introversion or an E for extroversion. That in itself is a dichotomy. Those two opposites are dichotomies. So when you're typed, you're either going to have a preference for being more extroverted or more introverted. And as we go deeper, you'll realize that this does not necessarily mean that introverts are all loners and tend to like to be alone. It is more going inwards. They prefer to take in information inside and process information inside. And the first letter of the Myers-Briggs system always describes the next letters. So let's move on to the next letter. Your next letter is going to either be an S or an N. And that stands for sensing versus intuition. And that would be your preferred way of perceiving the world. So I just need to mention, and because I'm going to be describing these dichotomies, in the first letter, introversion versus extroversion, just some basic descriptions. So introversion is going within, looking within, whereas extroversion looks more outwardly. Introversion is more subjective, whereas extroversion is more, I would say objective, because it's looking out at the world around. Introversion would be more of a preference for self and independent learning or independent thinking, whereas extroversion looks out at the world and sort of looks at what others are doing, looks at what perhaps the norm is, perhaps what outside information is describing back to them. Okay, so now moving on to the second one. I just felt that I didn't describe the first dichotomy very well. So sensing versus intuition. You are either going to prefer sensing as a way of perceiving information, because these are perceiving functions, meaning that they are your preferred way of taking in information, learning styles, also known as learning styles. So The second dichotomy will describe your preferred learning style, and it's either going to be an S or an N. And the sensing part, the sensing preferred way of learning information, means that you prefer to take in concrete information from the environment, concrete practical information that you can see, hear, smell, touch, and taste. So it's very sensory, it's very in the moment, and it's very aware of in the moment type information through your five senses. Whereas if you have an I, which is intuition, basically means is that you prefer to take in abstract information, and abstract information that is comes to you more of like in a sixth sense kind of way. Sometimes it takes a bit longer to come in, but it's a different way of learning and processing information, but it is still a way of perceiving. So you will be perceiving the world around you, and you will prefer to perceive information that is a lot more open, a lot more abstract, like I said, and will be less in the now and more broader, like bigger picture kind of information. So moving on now to the third letter of your type, and that will either be a T or an F. So T stands for thinking and F stands for feeling, and I just want to clarify that that does not mean that, you know, certain people only feel and certain people only think. This is just a preference, and also, like I said, points to cognitive functions which we will go a lot deeper into this information. But since we're just describing dichotomies, the thinking function would mean that you prefer to make decisions, since your third letter will always be your judging function, meaning your decision-making function. So the third letter describes how you prefer to make decisions. Is it using thinking or is it using feeling? So if you use feeling to make decisions or as a judging function, then you will probably prefer to feel your way through the decision, and you will use your heart more to decide whether something's right or wrong, whether something's for you or not. And you just cannot help yourself. So, yes, I guess that's the dichotomy. It gets broader than that, but either you prefer to think your way through, think through things, really have a logical, rational way of making your decisions, or you will just follow your heart as the feelers do. And now moving on lastly to the last letter of your type, which will be either a P or a J. And the P or the J describes basically your style basically the style that you prefer sort of living your life through, which, because the P stands for perceiving, whereas the J stands for judging, and this will be more understood in the cognitive functions episode if you listen to that. But if your four-letter code contains a J in it, then you probably prefer to live your life in a style that is a little bit more organized. You prefer to make plans and stick to them. You do not like surprises very much. You will tend to be a lot more conscientious when it comes to saying things and doing things. Whereas if your last letter ends with a P, that means you are a perceiver and a little bit more laid back in your style of wanting to experience the world. So that would generally mean, since we're describing dichotomies once again, this is more very general descriptions, you will generally be a lot more open to spontaneity. You'll probably love surprises. You'll probably not enjoy having things planned out and organized for everything. You'll probably be okay with a swift change in plans, and just have a more laid back and go with the flow attitude. So yeah, those are the dichotomies of the Myers-Briggs system, and they describe the letters that you will come up out with if you do take a test. If you take a Myers-Briggs test, any test online, whether that be 16personalities.com, which I quite recommend. I also recommend humanmetrics.com. I think it's humanmetrics.com. Quite a reliable test. The tests are not always reliable. I would recommend having a professional type you. I also provide typing sessions. It's like an hour-long profiling session, which we can do over Skype. We could do it in person, set a time, and we'll basically just have a one-on-one video call. We'll be asking you a few questions, because there's so many different types of ways that people use to type, and personally I like to incorporate a lot of the different ways, such as picking up on the different words that you would use. I look at micro expressions, body language. I'll obviously be asking you about your preferences, and we will get to know each other, and through that I do believe that I will be able to give you an accurate description of your type. Since there are 16 of these types, I hope that this episode of dichotomies, or the description of the letters, gives you a better idea of what those letters actually mean when you come out with them in a test. However, like I said, let's go a little bit deeper and discuss the meanings of these dichotomies, because I much prefer the union system of analytical psychology, and that's what this is based on, as well as the social engineering that I'll be teaching you. So with the dichotomies and with the letters, we basically just use them as a guideline to actually getting into what your cognitive functions are, because your first letter will usually describe your preferred the first letter will usually describe other functions, and then your last letter will usually also change around based on the combination. So obviously I'll be doing more episodes on each individual type, and I hope that gives you more insight. It might sound a little bit complicated in the beginning, but it really isn't. It is super easy. And I look forward to having you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Guys, so this is Angelica, and I'm back again with yet another podcast for this Human Nature series, or Social Engineering Using Myers-Briggs. And seeing as I've already published some other podcast episodes describing cognitive functions, describing social engineering and the uses of it, how you can utilize systems such as Myers-Briggs and socionics to better understand other people and get along better with them by appreciating their unique strengths, their unique weaknesses, and guiding them in the right direction of becoming their true selves or their best selves. So in this episode, I wanted to clarify what the dichotomies of Myers-Briggs are. And I don't particularly like to use dichotomies when I'm describing people in Myers-Briggs, because I find that it's way too simplistic. But it is a great way to find out what your type is, your four-letter code. And from there, you can always calculate your cognitive functions. I'll be doing an episode about exactly how to do that. And meet other people online, read up about your type, and understand yourself better. So let's start with dichotomy. What is a dichotomy? So a dichotomy is a pair of opposites, that is basically what we will be using in order to define which of the four letter codes you fall under. So you get a four letter code of your personality type, and that will be, your first letter will either be an I for introversion or an E for extroversion. That in itself is a dichotomy. Those two opposites are dichotomies. So when you're typed, you're either going to have a preference for being more extroverted or more introverted. And as we go deeper, you'll realize that this does not necessarily mean that introverts are all loners and tend to like to be alone. It is more going inwards. They prefer to take in information inside and process information inside. And the first letter of the Myers-Briggs system always describes the next letters. So let's move on to the next letter. Your next letter is going to either be an S or an N. And that stands for sensing versus intuition. And that would be your preferred way of perceiving the world. So I just need to mention, and because I'm going to be describing these dichotomies, in the first letter, introversion versus extroversion, just some basic descriptions. So introversion is going within, looking within, whereas extroversion looks more outwardly. Introversion is more subjective, whereas extroversion is more, I would say objective, because it's looking out at the world around. Introversion would be more of a preference for self and independent learning or independent thinking, whereas extroversion looks out at the world and sort of looks at what others are doing, looks at what perhaps the norm is, perhaps what outside information is describing back to them. Okay, so now moving on to the second one. Since I just felt that I didn't describe the first dichotomy very well. So sensing versus intuition. You are either going to prefer sensing as a way of perceiving information, because these are perceiving functions, meaning that they are your preferred way of taking in information, learning styles, also known as learning styles. So the second dichotomy will describe your preferred learning style, and it's either going to be an S or an N. And the sensing part, the sensing preferred way of learning information, means that you prefer to take in concrete information from the environment, concrete, practical practical information that you can see, hear, smell, touch, and taste. So it's very sensory, it's very in the moment, and it's very aware of in the moment type information through your five senses. Whereas if you have an N as your second function, that would probably mean that you are an intuitive, or your preferred learning style is intuition. And what this basically means is that you prefer to take in abstract information, and abstract information that is comes to you more of like in a sixth sense kind of way. Sometimes it takes a bit longer to come in, but it's a different way of learning and processing information, but it is still a way of perceiving. So you will be perceiving the world around you, and you will prefer to perceive information that is a lot more open, a lot more abstract, like I said, and will be less in the now and more broader, like a bigger picture kind of information. So moving on now to the third letter of your type, and that will either be a T or an F. So T stands for thinking, and F stands for feeling. And I just want to clarify that that does not mean that, you know, certain people only feel and certain people only think. This is just a preference, and also, like I said, points to cognitive functions, which we will go a lot deeper into this information. But since we're just describing dichotomies, the thinking function would mean that you prefer to make decisions, since your third letter will always be your judging function, meaning your decision-making function. So the third letter describes how you prefer to make decisions. Is it using thinking, or is it using feeling? So if you use feeling to make decisions, or as a judging function, then you will probably prefer to feel your way through the decision, and you will use your heart more to decide whether something's right or wrong, whether something's for you or not, and you just cannot help yourself. So yes, I guess that's the dichotomy. It gets broader than that, but either you prefer to think your way through, think through things, really have a logical, rational way of making your decisions, or you will just follow your heart as the feelers do. And now moving on lastly to the last letter of your type, which will be either a P or a J. And the P or the J describes basically your style basically the style that you prefer sort of living your life through, which, because the P stands for perceiving, whereas the J stands for judging. And this will be more understood in the cognitive functions episode if you listen to that. But if your four letter code contains a J in it, then you probably prefer to live your life in a style that is a little bit more organized. You prefer to make plans and stick to them. You do not like surprises very much. You will tend to be a lot more conscientious when it comes to saying things and doing things. Whereas if your last letter ends with a P, that means you are a perceiver, and a little bit more laid back in your style of wanting to experience the world. So that would generally mean, since we're describing dichotomies once again, this is more very general descriptions. You will generally be a lot more open to spontaneity. You'll probably love surprises. You'll probably not enjoy having things planned out and organized for everything. You'll probably be okay with a swift change in plans, and just have a more laid back and go with the flow attitude. So yeah, those are the dichotomies of the Myers-Briggs system, and they describe the letters that you will come up out with if you do take a test. If you take a Myers-Briggs test, any test online, whether that be 16personalities.com, which I quite recommend. I also recommend humanmetrics.com. I think it's humanmetrics.com, as quite a reliable test. The tests are not always reliable. I would recommend having a professional type you. I also provide typing sessions. It's like an hour-long profiling session, which we can do over Skype. We could do it in person. Set a time, and we will basically just have a one-on-one video call. We'll be asking you a few questions, because there's so many different types ways that people use to type, and personally, I like to incorporate a lot of the different ways, such as picking up on the different words that you would use. I look at micro expressions, body language. I'll obviously be asking you about your preferences, and we will get to know each other, and through that, I do believe that I will be able to give you an accurate description of your type. Since there are 16 of these types, I hope that this episode of dichotomies, or the description of the letters, gives you a better idea of what those letters actually mean when you come out with them in a test. However, like I said, let's go a little bit deeper and discuss the meanings of these dichotomies, because I much prefer the union system of analytical psychology, and that's what this is based on, as well as the social engineering that I'll be teaching you. So with the dichotomies and with the letters, we basically just use them as a guideline to actually getting into what your cognitive functions are. Because your first letter will usually describe your preferred well, your first the first letter will usually describe other functions, and then your last letter will usually also change around based on the combination. So obviously I'll be doing more episodes on each individual type, and I hope that gives you more insight. It might sound a little bit complicated in the beginning, but it really isn't. It is super easy, and I look forward to having you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. And bye.